This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Tutu, Capello, Brainerd in a bull fighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamana Smuchakos!
No! Oh no! Oh no!
Oh my God!
Oh my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh God!
God bless those tears up. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Taco Man Audio Magazine is on the air and in your face. Straight up for the next hour, obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to the show. Of course, we combine both humor, sports, and a little reality as well into this 1 hour, of course, teaching every Saturday night, Pacific time at 10 p.m., of course, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Straight up, we're going to talk about the world of Willie McCovey. Of course, I thought he was a phenomenal player, number 44, of course, a Hall of Famer, and the SF Giants, like, he was just their first baseman from when I was a kid until I was, like, not a kid. The bottom line is Willie McCovey passed this week at the age of 80, and we'll take a good hard look at his career, as we will take a good hard look at the world at large with my buddy Seth Meyers, right? The king of late night TV, Seth Meyers, will be in the house for Seth doing his thing, not once but twice. We'll bring in Seth, of course, for the, you know, opening monologue for, say, our second segment. And then, of course, we'll bring him back at about 54 minutes past hour for the jokes of the week, because Seth's got some good jokes of the week. Straight up, we'll hear from Seth Meyers. We'll also hear from the great Dominic Amez, right? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Text the studio, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, to the studio, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
President Trump is so freaked out about Democrats winning back the House that he's already moving to hamstring the Russia investigation. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The more results we get from Tuesday's elections, the clearer it becomes that this was a blue wave and a national repudiation of Trump's presidency. Democrats had their biggest net gain in the House since Watergate. They won the popular vote in the House by about 7 points. And they won statewide races in key swing states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Or as Trump put it,
the Republican Party defied history to expand our Senate majority while significantly beating expectations in the House for the midterm and midterm year.
Sorry, did you say the midterm year? Oh, okay, I see what's happening. Trump thought it was the midterm election, not the midterm election. That's why he spent all his time campaigning at the M&M store with the Times Square Spider-Man.
And tonight I am happy to announce that Dirty Elmo has been elected to the House of Representatives at Bubba Gump Shrimp.
So for a few hours, the big story was Democrats massively outperforming Republicans in the House and in swing states across the country, which, of course, meant Trump had to do something crazy to get the spotlight back. And that's what happened yesterday when Trump lost his mind on national television in a press conference. In fact, at one point, he got so mad at a question about the Russia investigation that he had to walk away from the podium.
On the Russia investigation, are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. Are you, that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
Look at him. President Ralph Cramden over there. One of these days. But aside from his usual theatrics, Trump's performance yesterday was deeply revealing because it made it clear that he sees himself as above the law. In fact, he can't even explain how laws work or how they're made. Listen to Trump ramble about how he can't pass tax cuts because he doesn't have the votes in Congress.
This will have to be now proposed because if we did it now, we don't have the votes in the Senate. We would need 10 Democrat votes. We probably couldn't get them. If we could, we could pass it very easily in the House. But there's no reason to waste time because you don't have the votes in the Senate. So now we go into the Senate. We don't have the 10 votes. And what happens? It doesn't get passed. Even if it gets out of the House, it doesn't get passed.
It's like watching an episode of Schoolhouse Rock if the Bill overdosed on Ambien. Now, one feature of our constitutional system is that Congress gets to constrain the power of the president and investigate him. And right after their victory in the House, Democrats announced that they would use that power to request Trump's tax returns, which he has hidden from the public, despite the fact that presidents going back decades have released theirs. And when he was asked about that yesterday, you could tell Trump was freaking out from how much he rambled through his answer.
Point blank, Democrats go after your tax returns. Will you try to block that, or will you allow them to have
them? Well, look, as I've told you, they're under audit. They have been for a long time. They're extremely complex. People wouldn't understand them. They're done by among the biggest and best law firms in the country. Same thing with the accounting firms. The accountants are a very, very large, powerful firm from the standpoint of respect. They're highly respected. Big firm. But when you're under audit, and I'm on a very continuous audit because there are so many companies, and it is a very big company, far bigger than you would even understand. But it's a great company, but it's big, and it's complex, and it's probably feet high. It's a very complex instrument, and I think that people wouldn't understand it.
In other words, yes, I have a girlfriend, but she goes to another school, and the school is in Canada, and also she died. Also, what do you mean people wouldn't understand it? They're tax returns. Trump sounds like a dad who doesn't know how to answer a question from his five-year-old. Dad, where does wind come from?
You wouldn't understand. I definitely know the answer, but you wouldn't understand.
Trump cannot abide any checks on his power because he sees himself as above the law. For him, laws aren't constraints. They're weapons to be wielded against your opponents. For example, he was asked what would happen if Democrats exercised their constitutional authority to investigate him, and he said that if they did that, he would consider it war.
Are you offering an my way or highway scenario to the Democrats? You're saying that if they start investigating you, that you can play that game and investigate
better
them.
Better than them.
Can you compartmentalize that?
I know more than they know.
Can you compartmentalize that and still continue to work with them for the benefit of the rest of the country?
No.
Are all bets off?
No. If they do that, then it's just all it is a warlike posture.
A warlike posture? I'm sorry, but I wouldn't say posture is your strong suit. You look like someone let the air out of the Michelin man. In fact, Trump is so petty and vindictive that he actually took time out of his press conference to slam members of his own party who lost their re-election bids, implying that they lost because they didn't support him enough.
Candidates who embraced our message of low taxes, low regulations, low crime, strong borders, and great judges excelled. Barbara Comstock was another one. I mean, I think she could have won that race, but she didn't want to have any embrace. Peter Roskam didn't want the embrace. Eric Paulson didn't want the embrace.
Why does he keep calling it the embrace? Sounds like a Mike Pence euphemism for sex.
Once a year on my birthday, we engage in the embrace.
It's like a Seinfeld episode where George Costanza complains that he went in for a hug on a date and got rejected. I didn't get the embrace, Jerry! No embrace! She de-embraced! Looks like you'll have to embrace yourself! It's so much like a Seinfeld episode, Trump is even doing the Babu finger now.
You are a rude, terrible person.
He's a very bad man.
And it's not just his petty score settling. Trump's vindictiveness was very much on display with his power grab at the Justice Department and his decision to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. In that press conference, reporters tried to ask Trump how he would approach the Russia investigation now that the midterms are over and whether he would try to install a new attorney general. But Trump, who spent the entire press conference rambling and yelling at people, was suspiciously coy.
Can you give us clarity, sir, on your thinking currently, now after the midterms, about your attorney general and your deputy attorney general? Do they have long-term job security?
I'd rather answer that at a little bit different time.
You can say yes or no, but saying I'd like to answer that later is the most suspicious answer you can give. If you get pulled over and your answer to have you been drinking is let me get back to you, it's breathalyzer time. Of course, it turned out that Trump had already decided to fire Sessions, although he refused to do it himself.
Jeff Sessions was fired. He wrote a letter today saying that he was resigning at the request of the president.
The president, who became famous for the phrase, you're fired, punting to his chief of staff to give Sessions the boot. John Kelly didn't even do it face-to-face, but opted to fire Sessions by phone.
These guys are such cowards. Trump didn't want to fire Sessions himself, so he had Kelly do it, and Kelly didn't want to do it either, so he just called him. I'm surprised they didn't just send Stephen Miller to perch on Sessions' windowsill.
Ah! You're fired! Ah!
With Democrats regaining power in Washington, Trump is now seriously threatened for the first time in his presidency, and in response, he's becoming more lawless. He sees the law not as a constraint on his power, but as a tool to protect himself. And as Jeff Sessions just learned, he'll attack anyone in his way, whether you're an opponent who hates him or a supporter who gives him
the embrace.
This has been A Closer Look.
This is Sports Overnight America.
I was somebody around the game and a lot of different games, and I got to know the great athletes. And I remember one time I was in sports editor in Philadelphia. I had planned to go to a ball game that night to write a column, but the game was rained out. And I went over to the Warwick Hotel, Center City, Philadelphia, and where the ball players used to stay. And I found Stan Musial standing under a canopy.
Wow.
And I had known Musial along the way and interviewed him, and he was just the greatest guy. I mean, there was never a great athlete better than Stan Musial. And I said to him, Stan, why are you always smiling? And he looked at me and he said, well, if you hit 340 for 20 years, you'd smile all the time, too.
That's the thing, there's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just gotta relax. The racism thing is bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant, you were just like, wow. Like, almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f***ing movie. That was like he was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying, and I got upset. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, why? I got no say in the matter.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Willie Mack passed this week. Of course, some of you from the SF Bay Area know who I'm talking about. Willie McCovey, number 44. Man, he played from 1959 all the way to 1980. In fact, in 1962, he hit that shot that was heard around the world. Of course, caught by the Yankees second baseman that ended the World Series. The Yankees won. At the end of the day, wow, Willie Mack had a fantastic career. I mean, the All-Star MVP back in 1963, an All-Star MVP in 68, 69. I mean, oh my God. God, he was just the man. He just really was. I mean, there was nobody better than hitting the ball out of right field in Candlestick Park than Willie McCovey. Of course, originally there was no fence out there. He could almost hit the ball into the water, but they put a fence out there when they enclosed the stadium. And, of course, Willie Mack. They call it the McCovey Cove now at this new AT&T Park here in the city, by the way. But nobody was greater as far as the community was concerned, and still an all-star and an MVP, no doubt about that, than Willie McCovey. Now we turn to Mike Kruko, the voice of the SF Giants, and his eulogy of the gentle giant, Willie McCovey.
Before I get started, I do want to say it is an honor here to be able to share my memories of an idol and a friend. But before I do, I'd like to invite up all of the past Willie Mack Award winners. In 1980, when they announced the first Willie Mack Award winner, I was playing with the Cubs, and Jack Clark was the recipient of that award. And from afar, I thought, that's the coolest thing I ever heard of. Willie McCovey was special in so many ways. I spoke with Chili Davis last week, and we were just telling stories about Big Mac. He said, you know, when I put on the first uniform for the Minnesota Twins, I asked to be number 44. I said, why? He says, well, I wanted to honor him. And then he thought for a second, and he said, but I wanted to be like him. And that's something that a lot of people said. I know I said it in Los Angeles when I was a kid. My idol on the Dodgers was Don Drysdale, and Willie McCovey used to wear him out. And I kind of had a half-ass attitude about Willie. I mean, I didn't like him. But I wanted to be like him. I started hitting wiffle balls in the backyard left-handed because I wanted to be like McCovey. And if I hit one, I would take the home run trot, and my elbows would be high. My hands would be up around my chest where he would have them. And I thought the coolest thing was how he would get in the on-deck circle, and he would take a knee. Nobody did that. McCovey did, and I did too. Can you imagine inspiring a kid in Southern California? Imagine what he did here. And that was what was special about the man. When I got to professional baseball, Willie was still playing. And as good fortune would have it, I had an opportunity to play against him. One night in Candlestick Park, runners at first and second, I think it was Darrell Evans or maybe Jack Clark. But they were in the batter's box, two outs, two on, and I looked over in the on-deck circle, and there's McCovey. He's kneeling down, and I'm thinking, oh, my Lord. Well, I walk Clark, and here comes McCovey, the guy who's got 18 lifetime grand slams, more than any other big league hitter that ever played the game. He's stepping in the batter's box, and we had a battle. And I threw a curveball down right around the inside corner, around the knees, and he hit a monster shot down the line in right field. And I turned and looked at it, and I knew it was fair. But in looking down the right field line, I could see the first base umpire. He was jogging out, and he stumbled. And he didn't see that the ball wrapped around the foul pole. When it landed, it was in the upper deck, and it was foul. But when it went out, it was fair by 10 feet. And he goes, foul ball. And I had a reprieve, and I had a Willie McCovey story. Now, he struck out on the next pitch, but he looked at me as he left the batter's box, and he smiled because he knew he had me. I was number 19. We got traded to the Giants in 1982. The first guy to meet me there as we were having a press conference was Willie McCovey. And the first thing he said to me was, you know, you're number 19. And he called me 19 for the rest of our relationship. When I was with the Giants in 83, Mike Murphy gave me a locker next to Willie McCovey. And McCovey had Juni there. He had bats, and he wasn't even playing. He was retired. But every day he'd get to the ballpark, and he put on his stirrups and his socks and his uniform pants and his sleeves. And he'd sit in front of his locker. And he would have this great big ham bone. I didn't even know what it was. I'd never seen it. Could have been a rhinoceros bone. And it was bolted to a piece of wood. And he would sit there and he would bone bats. Bats that were never going to be in a big league game. His career was over. But you talk about the presence of a veteran in a clubhouse, especially with all the young ball players that we had back in the day, Chili Davis, Bob Brindley, Tom O'Malley, Danny Gladden. And guess what? They all used that bone. They all wore their socks like Willie. And I think that's what he gave all of us. In some small way, we wanted to be like him. As he walked through life, we'd see him at the ballpark. And I think this is where he was most magical. This is where his power was. And we'd see him and Estella every day. They'd come to the ballpark. And Kipe and I would be in the booth next to theirs, and we would see the endless parade of Giants fans that came up, and they just wanted to give testimony. They wanted to tell him what he meant to them, how much they loved him. Some of them never saw him play. He lived in the stories that were told to them by their grandparents, by their parents, by their aunts and uncles, by their neighbors. It was all about the love that was given back to McCovey for all the love that he gave us. And when he walked out of this ballpark at night, or I should say when he was pushed in a cart, or when he was pushed in a bed, and you knew it was painful, he never, ever complained. Not once. You could ask him how he's doing, it would always be the same answer. Oh, I'm fine. Got a ball game. It'll all be good. But when he left the stadium, there was an endless parade of people that were giving him high fives and knuckles. They just wanted to touch him. They just wanted to tell him how much they loved him. And as I watched him be wheeled away with that attitude, I would hold my cane and I would say, I want to be like him. Now, the fact of the matter is, we've been lucky to be able to have the microphone and tell our stories about Willie McCovey. We could ask every one of you to come up here and grab the microphone, and you would have a story about how he touched you, about how you wanted to be like him. And they'd be great stories. And perhaps that was his gift to all of us. He gave us that feeling that we knew him, that he was sitting there at the dinner table, that he was part of us. You know that line with the Beatles, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. He walked out of here with a lot of love. Every one of us gave him a piece of ourselves. And the beauty of the man is that he knew it. We loved him. Thank you, Willie. Rest in peace, gentle giant.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple micro brews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Books.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What is happening, everybody? It's Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Diner. I am the proprietor. We're back open for business. I've got the best and the worst in the week of sports. A lot happening, a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff. So let's get right to it, shall we? Let's do this thing. Let's start this thing off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
A couple awesome stories that I'm going to talk about here in winners. Just absolutely transcend a guy having a good week in sports. It's more than sports. It's about life, perseverance, overcoming things, and completely admirable, these two gentlemen that I'm going to talk to you about. First winner, Brian Boyle, the alternate captain for the New Jersey Devils. The Devils played the Penguins Monday night on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. And Brian Boyle, who you do not know, was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia back in 2017. He played last year through his treatment and found out last week that he is in remission. So the fact that he was able to be in remission, fight off the leukemia, play through treatment last season, and be back again this season, that's great enough, right? Yeah, that's an awesome story. It's something, it warms your heart. You want to fight for him. You're happy for him. You're proud of him. You're happy for his family. But it gets even better because on Monday night against the Penguins, it was Hockey Fights Cancer Night. But wait, it gets even better than that. Not only was it Hockey Fights Cancer Night, but Brian Boyle dropped his first career hat trick. You could not write a better story. A guy who finds out a week prior that he's in remission from leukemia, a years-long battle with leukemia. He scores his first career hat trick in his first game since finding out he's in remission, and it's on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. It does not get any better than that. Brian Boyle, he's a warrior. He's an awesome guy by all accounts that I have read and I have heard about. He's just an awesome person, an awesome human being, a very good hockey player, obviously, and he's definitely a fighter. So we're very happy for Brian Boyle for getting the job done, both fighting leukemia and then scoring a hat trick in his first game back after finding out he's in remission. And then on top of that, it was Hockey Fights Cancer Night. So shout out to Brian Boyle and his three goals earlier this week. My second winner this week, Andrew Jones. No, not the former Major League Gold Glover. No, this is Andrew Jones, the University of Texas basketball player. Again, similarly to Brian Boyle, earlier this January, Andrew Jones was diagnosed with leukemia, and he spent the spring and summer battling the disease. He went from the University of Texas to other hospitals for better treatment. There was a viral video of him after he had started undergoing treatment of him shooting a hoop. He looked very frail. He had a mask on, but he was doing what he loved. He was shooting. He was no more than a foot away from the basket, kind of just softly tossing the ball through the hoop. But it was cool to see that, and that was already awesome, right? Well, he took part in some online classes over the summer while he was completing his outpatient treatment so he didn't fall super far behind. Jones was able to rejoin his teammates for fall camp, and this Tuesday night, the 20-year-old guard returned to the court for the first time since January 1st as Texas took on Eastern Illinois in its season opener. And when Jones hit his second attempt at the free throw line midway through the second quarter, it marked his first point since the diagnosis, and the basket was received with a thunderous ovation from the University of Texas fans. It was awesome. It was a 71-59 win. It was the latest big step in Jones' comeback. He finished with the 1 point, one steal, one rebound, and one assist in 9 minutes. He didn't play a whole lot. Obviously, they're going to ease him back in. That's his first game action since all of his treatment and overcoming leukemia for the time being. Hopefully, a long time being. But hey, he got himself all across the scoreboard, stuffed the stat sheet with 1 point, a steal, a rebound, and an assist. Texas coach Shaka Smart said, "It's great to see Andrew on the court. Obviously, we're all happy for him. We know how hard he has fought. I loved the way the crowd and everyone in the building reacted to him getting into the game. It's been awesome." And Jones said before the season began, "Only the strong survive, and that's been something that I've lived by these last couple months. It's a choice whether if you want to just continue to go on and fight through adversity or you can just sit there and let it take over you." Jones will leave the Longhorns temporarily on December 10th to undergo another round of chemotherapy, so he's not completely out of the woods yet, but obviously taking the first right steps to overcoming that. And those are just two really awesome stories that I saw this week and needed to share They're not traditional winners, but you know what? These guys are winners. They didn't necessarily... Well, Brian Boyle's case, he had a hat trick, so he did get it done on his court slash ice. But it's just awesome to hear stories about professional athletes or semi-pro athletes like Andrew Jones there, just rising above adversity and getting back to the sport that they love and doing what they do. So that's awesome. My next winner, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Philadelphia 76ers. Jimmy Butler finally got traded, everybody. The Jimmy Butler saga is over. That's right. The Minnesota Timberwolves and the 76ers agree to terms on a trade. The Timberwolves will send Jimmy Butler to the Sixers in exchange for Dario Saric and Robert Covington. Now, it's a great trade on all parts. The Timberwolves, Jimmy Butler desperately wanted out. He basically told him, maybe I'll let you know when I feel like playing it back-to-back. It was all dysfunction. He was going in on his teammates. It was a giant mess. Not what they wanted in Minnesota. Not what they were expecting when they got Jimmy Butler. It was all around a mess. They get two very useful parts. Robert Covington, a 3-and-D small forward, can get into you on the defensive end and can shoot the three ball very well. Struggling a little bit this year, but he's still very good. And Dario Saric, a European big man, he can kind of do it all. He can pass, he can shoot, he can rebound. Very nice piece. And obviously the Sixers complete their big three. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and now Jimmy Butler. He brings some tenacity, some shooting, which the Sixers really do need. We'll talk more about their need for shooting when we get to losers, because somebody who is impacted by this Jimmy Butler trade is a loser this week. But it's a great trade. It is expected that the Sixers are going to try to extend Jimmy Butler, sign him to a monster contract in the offseason or during the season. So maybe it's a trade that works out in the long term for the Sixers. But for this season, they've got a big three. Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid. Very solid. It doesn't get a whole lot better in terms of a big three. Maybe I'll take Steph, Clay, and KD over their big three in Philly, but that's a pretty damn good big three in Philadelphia. So both teams, winners in this trade. The Timberwolves get rid of the guy, the headache that had presented himself in the locker room, Jimmy Butler. And they bring in two guys, Dario Saric and Robert Covington, and then the Sixers bring in a stud. They lose a little bit of depth, but they bring in a stud to throw into the starting lineup there. My next winner, Joe Mauer, the former AL MVP. He has announced his retirement. See, I grew up in the era of Joe Mauer. I was 15. I was 15 when he started his career. 15-year career in MLB. He's a guy born in St. Paul. He attended high school in Minnesota and was part of the Twins organization from the time he entered the draft. The only thing he never did was be part of a World Series winning team. But other than that, he is one of the most beloved figures in Twins history. 6-time All-Star, 5-time Silver Slugger, 2009 American League MVP. Should be a Hall of Famer. It's not a surefire thing, but Joe Mauer definitely has Hall of Fame numbers. Over the last 5 seasons, his numbers have declined. He had concussion and leg injuries. He hit .278 with .359 on base, .388 slugging per 162 games with 35 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, 69 RBIs, and 79 runs. Solid numbers, but definitely not Hall of Fame numbers. But if you look from the previous 7 years, 2006 to 2013, Mauer averaged .327 with a .410 on base and .473 slugging with 162 game averages of 40 doubles, 15 homers, 90 RBIs, and 98 runs, and more walks and strikeouts. He was an above-average defensive catcher, also who twice led the league in caught stealing percentage and secured 3 gold gloves. He won 3 batting titles, led the league in on-base percentage twice, and slugging once, and of course, the 2009 MVP of the American League. He finished in the top 10 of the AL MVP voting 4 times, and the Twins won the AL Central 3 times in that stretch. We always talk about the length of the career when it comes to MLB Hall of Fame. You look at guys like Jack Morris, who took him so long to get in because it was his peak was almost higher than anybody else's peak, but it was such an abbreviated period of time. Well, Joe Mauer, especially as a catcher, had such an amazing peak from 06 to 2013. I just read you the numbers. It was an amazing peak. Obviously, concussion. He suffered a concussion in 2013, and that was kind of the beginning of the downhill slide for Joe Mauer in his career, and he did go on to have some hip and leg injuries as well. But that peak for Joe Mauer was the highest at that time. So the Minnesota Twins losing their captain, riding off into the sunset. Minnesota losing the hometown hero, the hometown boy. Hats off to Joe Mauer retiring on his terms and looking like he should be in the Hall of Fame one day. And my final winner, the San Francisco Giants, they get their new front office guy, former Los Angeles Dodgers general manager Farhan Zaidi is taking over for the San Francisco Giants as their president of baseball operations. Brian Sabian currently holds that title, but he's pretty much all but retired at this point. So Zaidi will take over. He'll hire his own GM. The Giants bring in their new age thinking guy. So it's all good stuff. The Giants, kind of dinosaurs in the front office. They've stuck to the eyeball test, which I don't mind. You definitely have to pass the eyeball test in baseball to be worthy of getting drafted, and that's how scouting should work. But the way baseball is now, that should be done in tandem with analytics, and that's what Farhan Zaidi brings in. He was very successful with the A's, very successful with the Dodgers. So all in all, the Giants get the guy that they wanted. All around, good stuff. We'll have to see what happens with the Giants, but they make a big move. They weaken their opposing team, their rivals, the Dodgers, strengthen their front office. All around, great move by the Giants. Before we wrap up, loser.
Le who? The her.
Markelle Fultz. The impact of the trade for Jimmy Butler has on him. Markelle Fultz has kind of been forced into a development role. The former number one overall pick last year. Obviously, the team wants him desperately, the 76ers, to succeed. They want him to be good. And they moved him into the starting lineup, and it hasn't gone very well. Markelle Fultz cannot shoot. You thought Ben Simmons couldn't shoot. Markelle Fultz shoots even worse than that. So it's a bit of a mess there. You have to see what's going to happen. Is he going to go to the bench now that Jimmy Butler's there and you move J.J. Redick into the starting lineup? Who knows, but the time for developing Markelle Fultz is gone. It's time to win now if you're the Sixers, because if you aren't able to re-sign Jimmy Butler, you can't let him being on the team go to waste. So Markelle Fultz is my one loser this week. And before we wrap things up here at the diner, a little bit of say what.
Say what?
Cleveland Browns fired their last six head coaches the Monday after the second Steelers game of the season. That's right. This year was no exception. That's exactly when they fired Hugh Jackson. But the list, Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shurmur, Rod Jasinski, and Mike Pettine were all fired after the second Steelers game of the season. So was Hugh Jackson. So, bit of weird history there for you for the Cleveland Browns and their coaching carousel. That is going to wrap things up here at the diner. You are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, found exclusively on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
That's Tracy. I'm Seth. These are our favorite jokes of the week. Former President Obama and Senator Tim Kaine took donuts to a campaign office in Northern Virginia today. Or as the people in the office put it, President Obama and some guy brought donuts! New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been elected to a third term, said New Yorkers, great, we're still stuck down here. People magazine has named actor Idris Elba as its 33rd annual sexiest man alive, and yeah. I'm happy to announce that I was voted also alive. President Trump said today that after last night's election, the Republicans defied history and expanded their Senate majority. Of course, it's easy to defy history when you literally don't know any of it. A man in Georgia was arrested over the weekend after he tried to rob a McDonald's and accidentally shot himself in the thigh. He's lucky he came this close to hitting his McNuggets.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Wrapping up another epic edition of the Taco Matt Audio Magazine. Thank you so much for being here because, you know, you can be doing a million things in the world. The fact that you're listening to Sports Bible and the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Also want to thank the great Seth Meyers, of course, and Dominic Jimenez. But looking back at the career of Willie McCovey, what can I say? Married from 1964 to 1967, he had one child. We always thought that maybe Willie was a little too gentle, you know, the gentle giant type of thing, but that was never brought into the fore. I still think he was one of the outstanding human beings as far as the Bear was concerned. He was always positive. Every time I saw Willie Mack doing something, it was for the community or for some people that were less than had less than him. So I give Willie Mack all kinds of props. He will be missed. Number 44, a legend in San Francisco baseball, no doubt about it. Well, this has been the Taco Matt Audio Magazine. I want to thank Dominic Jimenez as well, of course. Dom, a regular feature on the Taco Matt Radio Show. Don't forget, we come to you each and every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And don't want to forget our friends in the 50th state, Honolulu, Hawaii. You can come on at 7 o'clock p.m. Honolulu time each and every Saturday night. Straight up, this has been the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, a live production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America.